أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته حتى إذا أقلت سحابا ثقالا سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون. والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 57 and 58 of Surah Al-A'raf. Some few ayahs before Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. Your Rabb is Allah Ta'ala who created the skies, the earth in a period of 6 days. Continuing with that Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, هو الذي يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته. It is He, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, number one, يرسل الرياح, who sends out the winds, who sets out the winds. What are these winds? Bushran. They are a glad tiding. Baina yaday rahmati. Before the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala descends. And here the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala is referring to the rains. The wind that brings the clouds in immediately before the rains come down. That breeze is something else. In wind, sometimes we will find a torment. We will find a punishment. But this is that breeze. On the one hand, the breeze in itself is also something that a person feels good about. And number two, when a person knows that that is going to bring rain, then again a person feels good about it. And then the rain comes down, and that is a further ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth. This great kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But look at that impact that it has. There is a narration from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that if for 3 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not send any wind on this earth, people will suffocate. That is that great kudrat of Allah, that rahmat of Allah. Allah ta'ala knows our needs and Allah ta'ala sees to our needs. And these needs are such that nobody else can see to but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hatta idha aqallat sahaban thiqala. Until they carry the very heavy clouds. Now these winds that will come will carry these clouds, the normal clouds that are not very dense. That clouds in itself is 500,000 tons. That is in so far as its weight is concerned. Now if we can try to understand this very great phenomena, this Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how it suspends itself between the skies and the earth, and then this wind that will very gently blow these clouds to the place where Allah Ta'ala so wants to, Allah says, سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ. We then drive it. Suqnahu, we then drive it. So Allah causes the winds to blow. The winds will blow the clouds. But then that clouds are not going to move in the direction of what it wants to do. That wind is not going to blow that clouds in the direction that the wind wants to. Suqnahu li baladi mayyitin. Then we will drive it to a dead land. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word balad. Balad generally means city, that it won't go to a place that is absolutely inhabited, there is nobody there, the rains will fall. No, Allah Ta'ala will send it closer to the people, where the people will benefit. And again, look at the kindness and the greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. فَأَنزَلْنَا بِهِ الْمَاءَ. Then Allah Ta'ala says, through it, we send down the waters. From the clouds, we send down the waters. That cloud that bursts, that reaches a stage of saturation, that now the waters need to come down, that is not something that happens automatically. In this verse, we can see very clearly, one is the sabab. One is the sabab-e-zahiri, That is the outward means. The outward means of water, the evaporation that takes place, then the condensation, then the saturation of the clouds, then the waters coming down. That is all the outward means. But then there is a sahiri batini. There is a inner sabab, and that sabab is the musabbibul asbab, and that is Allah Ta'ala who creates all these means. So one is the means, and one is the creator of the means, and here very clearly Allah Ta'ala is showing that it is Allah Rabbul Izzat that causes the winds to blow. Allah Ta'ala takes these clouds to wherever Allah Ta'ala so desires, in the dead land that Allah Ta'ala so desires, and dead land here will mean a land that now needs water after some time. And then Allah says, فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and then we extract from it all types of fruit. Fruit not necessarily the way we define fruit, but here fruit will be every kind of produce that comes out from the ground, whether it is in the form of trees, whether it is in the form of crop, in the form of crops, whether it is in the form of plants, all of it. Above the ground, below the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our needs. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills our needs. كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. If we remember now from the very beginning of the surah, Allah ta'ala had started this off with qiyamah, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. Allah ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's creation, shaitan's refusal, and all of that Allah ta'ala now comes back to the very original, and Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى, and that is how we extract the dead human beings. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you may take heed and you may accept the advice. What is Allah Ta'ala speaking about? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he speaks about the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the blowing of the sur for the first time, when everything will be destructed, everything comes to an end. Then in the narration it comes of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, everything will come dead still. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, there will be no life whatsoever. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَخَارِ, only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, only His existence. And then a type of rain will come down, the waters will come from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ground has now been destroyed, the ground that we were buried, whether it was Browns Avenue, whether it was Hilal, all of that changes now. Now there is a new earth, and all those people under that ground will be under this ground, and then this water will come down. And then our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, then the sur will be blown for the second time. When the sur is blown for the second time, man will begin to come out from his qabr. That is what Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. That water that creates your plants to grow, there is another water that will resurrect you by the total qudrat and the power and the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So if you accept that this water does some benefit, and you see that these plants come out from the ground, minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra, it is everything that happens in the ground. Qalu ya waylana man ba'athana min marghadina, Ada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman wa sadaqa al-mursalun. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says, look at this ayat. Ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina. Man is going to now resurrect, he's going to stand up, and he's going to say, who is that person that has brought us out now from our sleeping place? We were comfortable in our beds. What lies ahead is even worse than what was in the qabr. Then an announcer will announce that hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman, this is what Ar-Rahman, Allah Ta'ala has promised. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, and the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam have all spoken the truth. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْبَلَدُ طَيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ, and that balad yatayyib, that land that is fertile, يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ, its nabat, its vegetation will be taken out from it, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ, by the idhan, by the command of his Rabb, by the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Again, that seed is planted into the ground, the farmer may have done that. But from that point to now coming up until harvest, everything else is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا, and that land that is barren, infertile, it takes out absolute nothing but worthless crops. In other words, something that is not good for the consumption of man, it is not good for the survival of man, and Allah Rabbul Izzat now divides the two, and some ulama have stated, look at another kudrat of Allah Ta'ala that we can draw from, the rains come down of the wahi of Allah, He sent Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Two people listen to the Quran. One is that fertile heart that will accept what Allah Ta'ala says, and one is that infertile heart that will not accept totally what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says. كَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَشْكُرُونَ. And that is how we repeatedly نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ, we repeatedly convey our verses, هُو لِقَوْمٍ يَشْكُرُونَ, for the people who make shukr and appreciate Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that man takes heed of these great ni'mats of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.